This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar is scheduled to make a statement in the Lok Sabha this afternoon regarding the recent developments in India's relations with China. Recently, disengagement process at the Deptang and Demchok regions of eastern Ladakh has been completed between India and China after 4.5 years of standoff along the line of actual control. Dr. Jaishankar had a meeting with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi last month on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Brazil. Both houses of parliament were adjourned till noon amid opposition ruckus over various issues, including alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group and violence in Sambhal in Uttar Pradesh. In the Lok Sabha, as soon as the House met this morning, opposition MPs were on their feet demanding discussion on issues including bribery charges against the business group, violence in Sambhal and the situation in Manipur. Speaker Om Birla tried to take up the question hour, but the opposition sloganeering continued. Several opposition members from the Congress, Left and DMK were seen raising slogans near the well of the House. As the din continued, the Speaker adjourned the House till 12 noon. The House has since resumed business. In the Rajya Sabha, similar scenes prevailed before the House was adjourned till noon. The House has been adjourned for the day. Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has said the Narendra Modi government is making the health sector affordable and accessible. Briefing media in New Delhi this morning, Dr. Mandavia said there were 387 medical colleges in 2014, but in a decade it has been doubled to 780 medical colleges. He said Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana has emerged as the biggest medical scheme in the world. The minister said 12 crore families are getting a health cover of 5 lakh rupees under the scheme, and it has been extended to people aged 70 years and above. In Tamil Nadu, moderate to heavy rains are lashing the interior districts as Cyclone Vengel is making headway to reach Arabian Sea. Continuous rains have been witnessed in 8 districts, including Viluppuram, Thiruvannamalai, Dharmapuri, Krishnagiri and Nilgiris. In the hill areas of Thiruvannamalai, boulders rolled down on houses in the foothills, causing heavy damage. NDRF personnel are engaged in rescue work. The Met Department has predicted widespread rains for another 24 hours in some areas of the coast. Our correspondent reports, rescue efforts have begun in Thiruvannamalai, where 7 people are feared to be trapped due to landslide. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees has suspended its aid operations through Kerem Shalom crossing into Gaza following a series of armed robberies that have disrupted humanitarian assistance to the besieged territory. The decision comes after armed gangs seized an entire convoy of aid trucks on November the 16th, followed by another raid on food trucks on November the 29th. U.S. President Joe Biden has issued a presidential pardon for his son, Hunter Biden, who was convicted on charges of making false statements on a gun background check, illegal firearm possession and tax offenses. In an official statement, Mr. Biden defended the decision, describing the charges as politically motivated and emphasizing his role as both a father and president. The United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification's 16th Conference of Parties, COP16, will begin in Riyadh today. This is for the first time West Asia is hosting this crucial environmental conference. India will join representatives from 197 nations at this milestone event, which coincides with UNCCD's 30th anniversary. Our West Asia correspondent reports India's delegation, led by Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav and Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini, will participate in a significant side event at the IUCN Pavilion today. Meanwhile, in a symbolic gesture promoting environmental consciousness, Mr. Yadav planted a sapling at the Indian Embassy in Riyadh, aligned with India's Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam initiative. And with that, we end this news bulletin.